This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There were protests in many cities last night, most of them peaceful.
Oh, y'all get ready to f***ing die.
So peaceful.
Overnight, protests across the country remained mostly peaceful.
Oh, he shot guns at him. Oh, s***. They're shooting guns at him, real guns. They're blasting at the police.
Remarkably peaceful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Anguish and frustration spilling into the streets of Louisville, where peaceful protesters are demanding justice.
Firework there that just exploded. And that's something we see from time to time during these protests. They use fireworks. I'm pretty sure that was a firework. I don't think that was a bomb of any kind of sort.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What do you plan to do if President Trump refuses to engage in a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the election?
President Trump will peacefully come to be sworn in again.
Burn! Triple-decker burn!
But it reminds him, you are not in North Korea, you are not in Turkey, you are not in Russia, Mr. President. And by the way, you are not in Saudi Arabia.
Silence, you contemptible shrew!
Unchained and unstoppable.
To have Hunter Biden on Air Force Two for all those many hours, then Hunter Biden have his own agenda in China. Yeah, how could you not discuss that? I think we've caught the vice president in a lie.
Shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
It is appalling and outrageous that anyone, that if they lose an election, they're not going to leave. And I know that I speak, I am sure, for the vast majority of the elected officials in the United States of America when I say that.
You know nobody likes you, right?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hey, go get another test for COVID-19, Tal Duvall. Leave us alone. All we ask is to be left alone. 844-500-4242. How about them peaceful protests last night? All around the country. Two cops shot in Louisville. Two cops and the peaceful protests, which, again, you just heard it. Who are you going to believe? Them or your lying eyes? There was arson. There was looting. There were 127 arrests, and they call it a peaceful protest. And that wasn't all. A Seattle cop was hit over the head. He was sucker punched by one of these Antifa basement dwellers with a baseball bat. And this is the same city where they just hired a pimp. A pimp. A convicted pimp for $150,000 a year. They're laying off cops, they're cutting the police budget, and they hired a pimp. And then, in a place called Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, did you see this one? There was a house and a garage that had three cars on it. They had a big Trump 2020 sign out in front. So the local Antifa types, the Joe Biden supporters, we don't know they were Joe Biden supporters, although they did leave us a message, a graffiti message, Biden 2020. They burned down the garage. There were some dogs and some puppies in the garage. They almost killed dogs and puppies. Local police and firefighters rescued three dogs and kennels and four puppies located in a garage, which was burned down.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
By the arsonists. According to police, the slogans Biden 2020 BLM and a capital letter A with a circle around it, a symbol for the left-wing group Antifa, were spray painted on the garage. Good Lord. A detached three-car garage and three vehicles were destroyed. The Minnesota Arson Reward Project, IAIA, is offering rewards of up to $5,000 for information leading to the identification of the persons responsible for this fire. So they're shooting cops. They're engaging in arson, what they used to call in North Carolina, first-degree arson when I was a kid. If there was somebody in the house when you tried to burn it down, it was a capital crime. You could be theoretically be executed for it. And I didn't think that was too much of a reach. Somebody sleeping in the house, especially, how the hell are they going to know? Might as well be killing them. Might as well be murdering them. I don't know. So this is what's going on here. And Joe Biden's got the lid on again today. He's not doing anything. He's preparing. He's really preparing. Meanwhile, Trump is in North Carolina and Florida today campaigning. And the Hunter Biden story is getting a good leaving alone, as you might expect from the mainstream media. Now, again, remember, he was linked to making payments to prostitutes and human trafficking organizations in the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. He got $3.5 million payment from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow who was thrown out for being corrupt. You know how it's like being thrown out of a political office in Russia for being too corrupt? I mean, how corrupt do you have to be? And here's the response of the mainstream media, the New York Times. Republican inquiry finds no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden. I thought the New York Times was concerned about human trafficking. Didn't they come in with an early story on Harvey Weinstein? Didn't they get in on sort of the ground floor, almost the ground floor of the hashtag MeToo movement? But now it's okay. If Hunter Biden wants to pay hookers, it's fine. That's fine. The Washington Post. GOP's Hunter Biden report doesn't back up Trump's actual conspiracy theory or anything close to it. You mean the conspiracy theory that's based on the videotape of Joe Biden saying how he shook down Ukraine by threatening to cut off $1 billion in U.S. aid unless they fired the prosecutor who was going after the guy who was paying Hunter Biden $1 million a year? You know, that's so typical though of Biden, isn't it? That he gives Ukraine $1 billion so his son can keep making $1 million a year. A billion for a million. And we used to say about that at the State House, you know, when people were taking penty ante bribes for big contracts like 99-year contracts for parking lots on Route 1 North and in Saugus or Peabody. We used to say paying an apple for an orchard. That was the Biden way. But the thing is, they become multimillionaires because they've sold off so many orchards that belong to the taxpayers or the people who worked in factories and had real jobs in the United States of America. So this is from Politico. GOP senators' anti-Biden report repackages old claims. Again, did you know about the mayor of Moscow's wife paying Hunter $3.5 million? Did you know about the hookers? I didn't know about any of this stuff. I don't know if they were old claims. That's another way. Oh, that's just old news. Oh, that's just old news. So this is what we're up against here. They booed the president today. He went to see the casket of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. He's trying to be a decent human being. He takes Melania with him. And they start chanting, vote him out, vote him out. And did you see the pictures, by the way, of all of her clerks, they call them? Yeah. Did you notice that there was a small problem with that photograph? Is it systemic racism that she didn't appear to have any black, Hispanic, Asian aides, clerks ever? Couldn't they have just like gotten one off the street, you know, put an ad on, I don't know, eBay or something and just had called a rent-a-person agency, you know, $15 an hour just to show up and, you know, appear to be sad? I mean, don't they need one or two of them? What if Donald Trump? I remember when my daughter was an intern at the White House in Trump's first year, and they were yelling. They had a picture of everybody, all the interns. It was like a, you know, big class photo, and There were a lot of blacks and Hispanics in the group, but there weren't enough. There weren't enough for the press. They were screaming and yelling about it when the picture was released. The Washington Post went crazy. And now Ruth Bader Ginsburg is running an all white clerk organization. All white. Oh boy. 844-500-4242. 917 says only Democrats are allowed to repackage old claims. Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. Jared was talking today about his Raycon earbuds. He can take them out of the office and they still pick up everything. It's just great. They are so effective. They are the best earbuds there are. Everybody in our office now has the Raycon earbuds. I started out getting them, then Grace got them, then Grace's family, her father, and then the rest of her siblings got them. We all love our Raycons. Using a pair of premium wireless earbuds is the way to go in these times when you have to spend so much of your day in close contact with people whose music tastes and podcast tastes you may not share. Especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That makes it a really good deal. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, J.R. Smith, and Mike Tyson are obsessed with their products. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. And again, you don't have any of those dangling wires that make you look so lame. You want to look hep, H-E-P, hep. And the way to do it is to get those Raycons. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Aviva Trattoria. From their famous chicken parm to their gluten-free menu, Aviva Trattoria has it all with locations in Marlboro, Westford, Wrentham, and Maynard. Stop in today or find them at AvivaTrattoria.com.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligations investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. 2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you know anyone who voted for Trump in 2016 that won't be voting for him in November?
No, not unless you include a couple of people who died. But that's about it. And then, you know, now that I think about it, why should they be deprived of the franchise? The Democrats are going to be voting everybody who's been dead for the last 100 years.
96% say no.
Yeah. I know. Incidentally, there was a case, the U.S. attorney in Pennsylvania discovered some discarded, quote unquote, discarded military ballots in Wilkes-Barre, PA, about 40 of them. And the vote came down 40 votes for Donald Trump that had been discarded. All of them were discarded. All the Trump votes were discarded. This is just beginning. They got to get Amy Coney Barrett or one of them on the Supreme Court, because this is going to be flat out of control. There's no question about it. 844-500-4242. Later in the show, we're going to talk about the ranked choice voting. You know, everybody in Maine knows what a disaster it is, and it's on the ballot in Massachusetts, and it turns out that the George Soros types, including George Soros' son, have dumped over $5 million into this campaign to get ranked choice voting to prevent any kind of conservative from ever being elected again in this state. They're moving from state to state. So this is George Soros, and Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law gave it like $500,000. All these, all the usual suspects. And the anti-ranked choice voters voting crowd has approximately no money. I didn't even know who I was going to get to you know, make the pitch against it. But I finally found somebody. He actually called me. He's a guy I know. But they got no money. I mean, this is such a joke that Republicans and conservatives and deplorables have all the money. We have nothing compared to them. They got all this high tech money and George Soros money. They're the ones that are flush with cash, and they're spending it. And the Trump ballots are going into the trash can in some places. This is not an anecdote. This is a federal criminal case. 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut from Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's the one who did this report that everybody, that the mainstream media is poo-pooing as old news and saying everybody knew Hunter. Hey, you're telling me you didn't know Hunter Biden liked hookers? You must be pretty stupid. You didn't know the Bidens take payoffs from Russia? What are you, dumb? I mean, talk about collusion. They're still trying to push the collusion angle. And they have a $3.5 million to the vice president's son from the Russian state's first female billionaire, who's mainly a female billionaire because she's married to the mayor who was so corrupt that Vladimir Putin fired him. So this is Senator Ron Johnson, cut 13.
I think we've caught the vice president in a lie, which, by the way, I never believed that was true. How can you literally fly over to China? You know, it's not just a half-hour flight. You know, that multiple-hour flight to have Hunter Biden on Air Force Two for all those many hours, and then Hunter Biden have his own agenda in China, which included, by the way, setting up a handshake with the vice president, with Jonathan Lee, one of his business associates. I mean, how could you not discuss that? So there's the first question I'd have for the vice president. Do you stand by your statement that you never spoke to Hunter about his overseas business in light of this new information? I think the vice president is going to have a really hard time explaining that if he is ever asked and pressed on it.
But he's never going to be asked. The reporters were actually with him yesterday when he flew to Charlotte for a brief appearance. They didn't. They just asked him what his favorite ice cream was, and you know, if they run out of tapioca pudding, what's your backup? Is it rice pudding or butterscotch, or do you like chocolate? You know, they don't ask him any real questions. It's like Charlie Parker at these press conferences. He never gets a tough question. You know, when he was talking yesterday about firing the head of the Holyoke Soldiers Home, I mean, isn't the logical follow up question, well, so are you going to give back the $950 he gave you after you hired him? Is Karen Polito going to give back the $1,000 that he gave her after he got the $120,000 a year job? No questions like that. Isn't that an obvious follow-up question? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? My next point is I was kind of like stirred by the guy who committed suicide in Omaha because he was defending his property and
right.
He was charged with first-degree murder.
Yeah, former Marine.
Himself.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what the bottom line is? If ISIS or Iran was doing in our cities what these protests, we would have declared war a long time ago. They've declared war on us. I mean, we're being gaslighted so bad, sometimes it's hard to think rationally.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, it's just mainly peaceful protests, and you hear the news conferences from the LA from the Louisville Metro Police talking about how many people have been shot. You see trash cans on fire. You hear explosions, and they tell us it's all peaceful. And then they didn't even tell us the truth about the circumstances of Breonna Taylor's death. You know, the reason I thought it was a no-knock raid was because even Rand Paul said it was a no-knock raid. You remember when he was attacked leaving the acceptance speech by Donald Trump at the White House, and they were screaming at him, say her name, and he said, I'm the one who filed the federal legislation to make it illegal to have no-knock raids. Well, it turns out, guess what? It wasn't a no-knock raid. They have witnesses that lived in the same apartment building saying they did knock. Thanks for the call, Steve. I'm Howie Carr.
Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have no water, poor water quality, or low pressure? This is Howie Carr. Call the local water service experts, Skillings and Sons. They're ready with 24-hour service with no extra charge for after-hours calls. And a fleet of trucks stocked with parts to make sure you're not without water. With over 50 years of experience, they take pride in having a family of employees that are the best in the business. For all things water, Skillings and Sons is there for you. SkillingsandSons.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 207 says it was a no-knock warrant. It was not a no-knock warrant. I'm still getting these things. People are still believing the big lie. And I don't blame you. I didn't know it either. I just assumed Rand Paul knew what he was talking about, but he didn't, apparently. This is from the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, yesterday. Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment. The officer's statements about their announcement are corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. That's where she was. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock warrant. Okay? When Walker, that's the boyfriend, and Taylor did not answer the door, the officers broke down the door. Sergeant Mattingly entered, saw Walker with a gun pointed at him, and felt himself get shot. It happened that quickly. Walker confirmed that he fired the first shot, and ballistics show his bullet wounded Mattingly. He's one of the ones who wasn't indicted. At that point, all of the officers opened fire. As a reminder, they did it because one of their own had taken a bullet, and they all knew that they were in a kill or be killed situation. They fired 32 shots, but I mean, again, this is not some stupid Western movie where they shoot the gun out of the hand or they shoot him in the shoulder. Six of the bullets struck Breonna. It's telling that none hit her boyfriend, Walker. Had he run away or hidden behind her? Or was she just very unlucky? Cameron doesn't say. That's the Attorney General. So how is it possible that she got hit with six bullets and he got hit with no bullets unless he was standing in back of her? You're familiar with the phrase human shield, right? Cameron didn't get into that. I guess that would just, exacerbate the whole situation. But, I mean, what else can it be? The media claimed Breonna was in bed, implying a passive figure whom the police had killed in cold blood. In fact, Taylor was standing at Walker's side, and she knew or should have known that Walker was armed. This is her boyfriend. But the other problem she's got, or this whole narrative has got, is that she has an ex-boyfriend named Jamarcus Glover. And the Louisville Courier-Journal, a once-proud newspaper that is a shadow of its former self, like I say about every newspaper in the United States just about, they went deeply into this. Glover is an accused drug trafficker who is believed to be part of a large drugs and weapons trafficking ring in Louisville. According to an affidavit, Glover went to Taylor's apartment in January, left the apartment holding a package, and then went straight to a known drug house. That's how the police describe where he went. Police had placed a tracking device on Glover's car, which showed he made frequent trips to her apartment. This is not something you do for someone who's got a couple of joints in his sock. Right. I mean, if you put a tracking device on the car, you got to you're a pretty serious guy in the drug trade. Glover was also heard telling someone that Taylor handled his money, although there is no evidence that this statement was true. Taylor also seemed familiar with Glover's world of drugs. When he was arrested in January, he called to ask her to locate an associate who could post bail. That implies they're pretty close. You know, you ask someone, the person you call to post bail for you, that's your friend. She answered that the associate was, quote, already at the trap, slang for a drug trafficking house. On another occasion, Taylor posted a $2,500 bond for a guy who was another guy who was suspected of being involved in the drug ring. And that's why they got a warrant to search her house, because of all of these facts. And then she was with her boyfriend in bed. Her boyfriend's name is Kenneth Walker, and he's the one who shot the cop. All right. 844-500-4242. Manny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Manny.
Hey, Howie, long time no talk to you.
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good.
Well, you know what? Usually what they say, guilty by association. She knew what she was getting into.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry she's dead. And, she, you know, I it's a cliche, but she seemed to be trying to turn her life around. She was working as an EMT or wanted to be a nurse. But, you know, she was with some bad people, really bad people. Thanks, Manny. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, I want to ask a question about the upcoming election. And specifically, I want to reference the Supreme Court. If we have only 8 justices on the court and the election somehow gets thrown to the court for decision,
mm-hmm.
and the court splits 4-4,
Tie goes to the runner. Like if Pennsylvania succeeds in stealing the votes, the electoral votes from Trump, and it gets appealed to the Supreme Court, and it's 4-4, then the justices in Pennsylvania, 5 of 7 of whom are Democrats, their rule will prevail. That's a good point, Ed. That's why they have to get somebody on the court immediately to break the tie. And you can't, theoretically, you already have 5, right? But you can't trust Roberts, because we don't know what they got on Roberts. You know, I mean, speculate, you know, there's new speculation about what they've got on him. I won't even get into it. But you need somebody who's going to be the 5th vote and maybe the 6th vote, Ed. Obviously, right?
I am 100% in agreement. I don't want this election to be another source of division among the country. Obviously, the party that has lost the last election and not accepted that is not going to accept if they lose this time.
Right.
But if it gets thrown to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court can't come to a conclusion because they don't have the people there to do it, that's a huge problem.
I think they're going to have it, Ed. And, you know, Rush made a good point that I hadn't even thought about this, but do you know who the last Democrat to concede on election night was? Mike Dukakis, 1988. I was going to say Mondale, because I thought, I remember that Dukakis had the Secret Service for one last day after the election. And you know what he used it for? He came back to Boston, and he went shopping at the Star Market, I think on Beacon Street. And he had the Secret Service following behind him. This was on the Wednesday. And then he let the Secret Service go. Bye-bye. But that's the kind of guy Mike Dukakis was. Kitty, you haven't been here for months. We need some tomato sauce. So he went, yes, dear. Yes, dear. As he once said, I always remember this because I was just lucky enough to get it on camera, on video. He said, I don't know. This was at the State House. I don't know about the pillow talk at your house, but I go to sleep at night with Kitty's advice, counsel, and urgings ringing in my ears. And I said to my cameraman, you wouldn't happen to be rolling on that, would you? And he said, yeah, I did. And I wanted to give him a kiss. Because I knew I was going to use that again and again and again. All right, 844-500-4242. That's, Yeah, someone says the only felony in the Louisville case was committed by the boyfriend, who was a convicted felon, was not permitted to possess a gun. How does someone shoot a cop with an illegal gun, admit they did it, and escape all charges? Well, you know how it happens. It was going to be even worse rioting if he had been charged with anything. And now various groups are reporting that U-Haul, that squareback U-Haul truck that had all the signs in it that they used as soon as the decision of the grand jury was announced, was supposedly paid for by the Louisville Bail Fund. This is the group that raises money, and it's a Soros related group that raises money to bail all these rioters and looters and arsonists out of jail, and this is the one that they have them in various places. They're the ones that bailed out the rapist in Boston, who immediately committed another rape allegedly and is charged again. Even Rachel Rollins was saying, "Hey, what the hell's going on with this group?" And in Minnesota, Kamala Harris was urging people to donate money to the Minnesota Bail Fund, which has also been letting out all kinds of gangsters and gangbangers and street criminals back loose out onto the street again. And a lot of Joe Biden's aides have given to these various Soros connected bail out the criminal bail funds. 844-500-4242. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Howie, I got in on the election there. You got to sign your ballot. Your name, your town or your city, your zip code, and that's it. And everybody that fills out, everybody knows who everybody's going to vote for. There's no secrets here. So everybody's got to sign their ballot and say where they come from and the zip code, so you can match them up at the end and make sure that everything's legit. They're going to have to sign the things that come to their house. They're going to have to sign those, correct? They're going to have to put them and sign them, so everybody that opens them is going to know who they vote for.
I guess, but you know damn well that they're already saying in Pennsylvania they're not going to accept what they call naked ballots. That's the ones that don't go back in the proper envelopes where they feel like they have some, however slight, chain of custody. But you know that the Democrat lawyers are just going to go in and say they're being disenfranchised, and that's violation of civil rights and civil liberties. And all these disenfranchised people are going to be voting like 99% for Joe Biden. And all the ballots that are going to get thrown out are going to be 99% for Donald Trump, like these ballots in Wilkes-Barre, PA. Thanks for the call, Larry. This week at Perfect Smiles, I noticed they had a big white box on a side table in the lobby. I asked them what it was. They said it was their air purification system. Right away, they told me, I wish we'd known about the Thunderstorm air purification system first. Theirs cost them over, at Perfect Smiles, cost them over $1,000. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand, just like I'm doing right now, and plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. The great part is it's under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. We've also put it in the office kitchen to wipe out smells from heating up food. Many use it to remove pet smells. I never thought our office had a bad smell, but now when I open the door, it smells fresh, just like after a thunderstorm. For pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Yesterday, Eden Pure had some tech issues on their site, and so they are extending the BOGO special for one more day. Buy one, get one free. For one more day, you can buy one and get one free. Just use code word Howie BOGO. Howie BOGO. The more you buy, the more you save, and there's no limit. Buy now for your home or even for a family member. Last day for Thunderstorm. Buy one, get one free at EdenPure.com. And don't forget, code word Howie BOGO, B-O-G-O, Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes treating erectile dysfunction simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242 at this time every week on Thursday in the first hour. We have with us Kevin Frisbee. He is the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and he's here to talk about the markets and the situations. And Kevin, I wanted to ask you about a story that was in CNBC today. There are a lot of stories like this right now because of the close nature of the presidential election. Here's the headline. Biden's capital gains tax hike could spark a big sell-off in stocks. Here's what that means for the market. Because he's been talking about this. He never gets the numbers right. He's very confused, as you may know. But we know that whatever the numbers are, they're going way up if he wins capital gains. So what does that mean for investors, Kevin?
I'm going to tell you exactly. I read that article too, Carly, and I'm going to tell you exactly what that means. The last time the long-term capital gains rates went from 15 to 23.8%, there was a 58% increase in the tax.
Yeah.
The stock market dropped 30%. So his proposal, based on the article, right,
yeah,
is taking it from 23.8%, right, all the way up to 39.6% on a tax rate on it. That's a 66% increase on the capital gains rate. The smart investors will sell their investments to prevent having to pay that higher tax. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So you got to be prepared for this. And there was another story in the Wall Street Journal that was even more complicated this week, talking about how his Obamacare proposals or his health care proposals would drive like 25 million people out of the market, and it would really jack up the price for everybody who was left. I mean, there are all kinds of little hidden landmines here that you have to worry about, yep, and think about, prepare for, right?
And the thing about the health care deal, the whole purpose of that is to push people out of the health care system and bankrupt the current system that we have, so they force Medicare for All. That's the end game for these Democrats. That's what it is. And the Medicare for All, we can't afford as a country. That's paying for everybody's health care. That doesn't work. It doesn't work, really. Canada has a system where they take these additional taxes by province. Those people are paying for that. So the American people think that they're going to get this for free. They're wrong. They're going to get taxed in a different way, or an additional way, to pay for programs like that.
Yeah. All saying there's no such thing as a free lunch, and if something's free, nothing's going to cost you more than anything that they're telling you is free. So what should people do to prepare for this? Just to hedge their bets, even if you think Trump's going to win, you have to be prepared.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying for the last few weeks, and I sound like a broken record, but you know what? We've had three rough weeks in the market since I started back on your show, and this week's looking to be a basically flat to low week again, depending on what happens today. But take some defense in your positions. That's the bottom line. Take some risk off the table. It's like taking a step back, take a deep breath, and wait. We're talking a month and a half away before the election. There's nothing wrong with not trying to chase gains anymore and wait to see what happens. If Biden gets elected, you're going to see a slide in the stock market before December 31st, because the smart money knows that if the tax rates go up, he's going to make it retro to probably January 1st. So they're going to try to get out of the market before December 31st this year. So I'd be careful. I wouldn't want to take my chances. Not that I believe he's going to win. I don't think that that's going to be the case, but I would take some caution.
All right. So what have you got for the listeners this week? What are you offering them in terms of advice or books or whatever?
Well, actually, I have some really great stuff. I've got, and I'm going to give this out over the next couple weeks. I have recorded virtually my seminars in the last week, so I'm going to give away my virtual seminar. It's a retirement income planning workshop. It's an hour and 15 minutes, and all people got to do is call up the 800-989-9100, and we're going to be able to get your email and send you the link to my seminar so you can get an educational seminar on retirement planning and Social Security planning.
And so what's that number again, Kevin?
1-800-989-9100, and they can reach out to us. We'll take their information, and we'll send them an email link with that seminar. They can watch it in their home.
And that'll give you an idea about how to prepare for the worst. I mean, you have to be prepared for the worst, and this would be a real problem. I mean, look what happened 8 years. They kind of inflated the stock market a little bit with printing currency, but it was not a good time for the economy in general when the Democrats run it. The modern Democrats run the economy, is it?
That's true. That's true. And they do inflate print more money, gives inflationary cycles to the stock market naturally. But again, the tax policy is the big thing. I mean, you're going to see, as I said, if the tax rates change and the market sniffs that out, it's all done. We're going to go into a slide, and that slide might be 30 or 40%. And that's the last time. The last time those rates went up, it went down 30%. So I'm just going by historical numbers.
Yeah, and if you've been putting money into a 401k or any kind of retirement accounts, and you've been looking great, you know, you know you don't want to get caught flat-footed, do you? Some of us have been caught flat-footed two and three times, you know.
That's because you get a little season on you. You're right. The people in your demographic don't want to get caught flat-footed because you know it's the end line. For them, a lot of people getting close to retirement. Why would you want to take the chance? As I said, it's a matter of just taking a deep breath, take a step back, assess the risk, and then proceed after the election. And I say after the election, I'm talking about 2 weeks after the election. You want to wait to make sure that this mail-in ballot stuff doesn't happen.
So give us the number one more time if you want to get the virtual seminars. What's the number?
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Okay, thanks. That's Kevin Frisbee. I'm Howie Carr.
Campers, are you thinking about getting a new or used RV this year? This is Howie Carr, and Cold Springs RV is ready for you. The 2021 models are now arriving daily, but they won't last long. After one visit, you will understand why they are a one-stop shop for all things camping. With all the top RV brands, a new state-of-the-art service center, a new RV body shop, and a huge store full of accessories, you don't need to go anywhere else. If it is service you need, the brand new state-of-the-art service facility is ready for you. They service all makes and brands. If your RV needs body work, they have you covered. They can help you with collision repair, roof replacement, or even a new paint job. From minor repairs to major insurance jobs, Cold Springs RV can do it all. As a full-service RV dealer, you know they can fix just about anything. If you are a service technician and want to work for the best, ask about employment today. Cold Springs RV, Route 114 in Ware, New Hampshire. ColdSpringsRV.com, your destination for all things camping.